ready, Sarah?
Yes, Paul, I am.
Oh, wait, sorry. Hello. Hello, everybody. This is Paul and Sarah. We're going to rewatch episode 101, Alan, which is the second episode of season one of Prison Break. We'll talk about the awkward numbering later in the podcast. We want you to watch along with us. So please know that there probably will be some long-ish pauses where we're so entranced by what's going on screen that we're not babbling away idiotically, but most of the time we'll try to babble away idiotically. So are you ready, Sarah?
Yes, we will, audience, we will count you in so that we can all press play at the same time and have ourselves a little rewatch party. Good luck, everyone.
And note that this includes the previously on that's attached to each episode.
Oh, yes, it does. So hopefully you have that. Otherwise, we'll let you know when the show is starting.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So 3, 2, 1, play, right?
Yes.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, play.
All right. Previously on.
I was so impressed that you noticed that helicopter in the background.
I remember when they did it. It was so incredible.
How far do you have to get down on this call sheet before someone does not have blue eyes?
How far down on the call sheet do you go before, like, after 50 episodes, they ask you to do a previously on? So I feel it was like really only you, Wentworth and Dominic that did them. I think I did one. I have them on me.
Robin must have, hey?
Oh, yeah, Robin must have, sure.
Okay, so here we are, guys. We're starting.
Flying over Fox River. But it's not the credit sequence. This is the teaser.
In beautiful Checkers. Downtown Joliet. Checkers. I love you, Muse Watson.
Shit.
That cat must have been a whole thing, hey, production-wise.
Right. Yeah, sure. Animals and children. He's looking at the trainer off camera. Right.
When do I get my fish?
Yes. Uh-oh.
Episode 2, and we're going into race riot territory.
Yeah. Also, can we just address the why it's episode 101 thing? It was it's probably more confusing for us than it was for the audience, but...
Yeah, I don't think they noticed, but okay. Man,
usually
for
pilots
us.
Are called episode 1, but on our show, for some reason... It was called Pilot and then episode 101. Oh, here we go. I love this stuff.
This is some
of my favorite stuff.
Alan Schweitzer.
Alan. Is that what it is? Alan Schweitzer?
Alan Schweitzer. Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what it means. I remember the three names.
English Fitz and Percy.
English Fitz and Percy. It's so good.
We got to take one out. Yeah, Alan Schweitzer, I could tell you, or we could
see
it together.
No, don't.
Okay. It's so good. I also love that you have to see it in the reflected in a mirror.
Yes, right, because it's right. I mean,
because he's a genius.
I would love to ask Paul Schuring, the creator, how much of this he had before the pilot. Like, you know, like if he had all of these. Wow, we're already in Schofield.
Shank. Again, with Wentworth having to play, or choosing, maybe, to play a white dude.
Yep.
It's got to be so complicated for him. Really nice editing here. Really nice editing. And well done on the not overwriting it. There's a bad version of this scene.
Said move along.
I wonder if that's because
there you go. Here's our iconic opening.
Oh, that's right. Dom had first billing.
Sure.
Because he'd been in a show before.
A couple of them.
It was just, I remember
and
that.
Sarah Wayne Callies. Gotta love it.
And listen Sarah to, Wayne Callies.
Yeah, listen to our and first episode if you want to know the story of that. That's pretty great.
Who was that? But it was weird. I remember I didn't know until the show aired that Dom had first billing because Wentworth was number one on our call sheet.
Right. Interesting that everybody's listed as a guest star. I guess it's because it was partials, what we call partials in the biz.
Mm.
10/13ths or whatever.
But I was 10/13ths too. You know, I never even noticed that part. Yeah, because you were the good doctor.
I was.
Thank you for calling me the good doctor. I now direct on The Good Doctor for ABC.
You do.
Amazing.
Nice plug. I have to get that cord. I will also say, Adina Porter. I love her. I just saw her the other day at a play. She's such a good actor.
Who does she play?
I can't remember the character's name, but she's the first person I've ever killed on screen.
Aw, that's beautiful.
Carrie Brown. I will say that we talked about
Marty
Dante
Knox.
Dante Spinoza, the
DP.
Mm-hmm. And that they did a really nice job of keeping the look of the show even after he was gone. It's not easy to do. I mean, they spend a lot of money on a pilot, making it look like a movie. And then they have like a third of the budget to episode one. And sometimes you can really see the drop off, but I think they did a great job of making it look great.
I wonder, was it Bob LaBange who did this first episode?
I don't remember. We're about to find out, right?
It should be, yeah, it should be here soon in the credits. Because we had two DPs season one.
Right.
Brett Ratner gets paid for every episode because he directed the
pilot.
Yes,
he does. That was the gig. Do you remember who directed this episode? I do not. Was it Michael Watkins?
It might have been. It might have been. Yes, I think it was. More on him later. He was such a character.
Yes. I heard he's a poet now or a painter or something.
I think he published a book of poetry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So cool.
Right?
Yeah. Just very clever for... This is also like pre-Sherlock Holmes. It's like pure pre-all that kind of...
Yeah, directed by Michael Watkins.
Oh, did we miss director photography? We can go back and look later.
That might be the end credits, actually. By the way, in that little flashback, there was a fountain pen, which is amazing. Because, of course, Michael Schofield writes a fountain pen.
Yes, of course.
It's a classy thing right there. Oh, wow. I didn't realize he was in this early.
Here we go.
Oh, and that's Cherry.
Who's Cherry?
The one holding his pocket.
Is that the character's name or the guy's name?
I think it's the character. I think. Okay. I only know that because I was reading recaps.
Uh-huh. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. That face.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Chicago has all these great,
No, go ahead.
I'm just saying Chicago had this wonderful architecture, these great buildings to shoot in. I mean, look at that. That's pretty great.
It's also a really beautiful contrast to the prison.
Yeah.
All the shiny floors and high ceilings and all the money.
Oh, yeah. Crab Simmons.
I don't remember Crab Simmons. I remember Krabby and Goyle from Harry
Crab
Potter.
Crab Simmons. Adina Porter plays Crab's girlfriend, I think.
Oh, this is such a beautiful sequence.
So that's from the credit sequence, right?
I think
it reminds
so.
Me of Birdie. Do you remember the movie Birdie?
No.
Nicolas Cage and Matthew Modine. Is it Nicolas Cage? Matthew Modine and somebody.
I played Nicolas Cage's wife.
What? In what?
Something called Pay the Ghost. Wow. I think there's, I can't remember how much older he is than me, but it's something that only happens in movies. Again, very beautifully lit.
Mm-hmm. With my loving, I'm gonna make it right with my loving.
With my what? Jesus, Paul.
Oh, sorry.
Oh,
I paused.
It's a selfie.
I thought I paused it. Oh, a selfie. It's a sorry. Selfie. Sorry for the.
That's all right. That sounds...
Sorry.
Yeah, that lighting is gorgeous. I think this might be Bob Labonge. Bob Labonge was kind of a legend.
Yeah.
He's also
a legend in Los Angeles.
A gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
I adored working with him. He was so lovely.
Still looking for that Pugnack.
Which sounds like a small, compact dog, doesn't it?
100%. That drinks cognac.
I think we... should
just invented
come up with
a drink
of Pugnack.
Of Pugnack.
Or a cocktail. We're going to have to spitball the Pugnack. This was not a part of the plan.
Or was it? That's always,
I feel like Teabag is not. He was soft in that shot. I'm trying to remember his name. I saw him in a play.
Phil Van Leer?
Yes, Phil Van Leer. I saw him in a play and he was so good.
He teaches in Chicago too, or he certainly did for years. He was a beloved actor and teacher as well.
Yeah, we got to see a lot of theater in Chicago.
Schofield.
Wade. What a lovely human being. Books, cassette tapes. Those are cassette tapes. Ooh, look at Super Sleuth.
Seriously.
Now that is not Wentworth's handwriting. No. Schweitzer Allen. That's a nice shot.
End of Act One.
End of Act One. What about the commercial for? These two episodes aired back to back.
Oh, right.
Oh, so all of these flyover shots, and add them up, all of them. Nice bus in the background. That was Michael Watkins, who directed this episode.
Flying around in a helicopter?
Because he is a Marine. And I say is right. A Marine, because I once said he was a Marine, and I was correct.
You're always a Marine.
You're always a Marine. He was our producing director season one, so he did a lot of our episodes. he would go up in a helicopter a couple times a season.
Yeah.
And
but didn't Gary Brown end up doing that in Dallas too? One of the other producers, the Dallas
very
producer?
Possibly. Very possibly. By the way, something that's worth mentioning, we'll talk about this a little bit more, I'm sure, but no one's in a coat.
I was gonna bring that up before later.
Yeah, I mean, look at all this beautiful greenery and the grass.
But it was actually.
This is what, June or July? Did we go back to shoot the season in?
Somewhere in there.
I want to say June or July. So we did the pilot in December. That guy is amazing. That face is straight out of The Sopranos. Not that one. That one. Hmm. Green eyes, blue eyes.
So good.
So good. You know, the prison world is so sort of monochromatic and not monochromatic, but there's a very specific palette.
Yep.
There's a limited number of clothing colors, etc. As soon as you see something from outside, it creates such an amazing... It's such an amazing contrast.
This is when they...
Alex on the hunt. Curious.
We got to go back to the weather thing once we're outside.
Yeah.
Oof.
Did we have any non-white writers?
Not to my mind, not to my recollection.
Not that I can think of season one.
It's crazy to think about that.
Yeah, I mean, to have an episode like this guy's name? Come he's out so of good. All white. Oh, he's so good. Maytag.
Maytag.
That's Maytag. Cherry comes later. Cherry comes later. What was that?
That was a picture of Maytag.
Hard to keep secrets.
Yeah.
In prison.
I think what's really cool about the writing of this is that he has this goal and he has to, the stakes are really high and he has to do this thing of violence to like prove himself so he can get that thing. And we don't even know what it's for.
Yeah. Yeah. The why does he care so much about this piece of hardware? And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a VHS tape.
That's a VHS tape.
VHS tape. I'm told inferior to Betamax and yet still took over the market share.
It sure did.
Bang, bang. And it's interesting because the whole concept of a deepfake was...
Correct.
Like a impossible. Generation away.
Impossible.
Yeah. Whereas now I think someone would see something like that and go, yeah, this doesn't really.
Like, who knows? Yeah.
Who knows? That could mean anything. So we were talking yesterday about how the show, or on the last episode, which we recorded yesterday, about how many aspects of this show are evergreen, but that's one that definitely ages. You know, the yes. idea of.
Well.
I saw it on a VHS, ergo.
You could, yeah.
It's people relatively
still use that. People still use the device all the time in writing, though. It's like, oh, I have video of this thing. But there is, it is immediately called into question, right? Because we don't believe anything
an or audience.
See or hear ever.
Exactly.
Pugnack.
Pugnack. It's two parts Pernod and one part cognac.
Oh.
You know, Rockman was probably one of the best known actors on this show.
Yeah.
I mean, in terms of people who had, like, he was coming off of Soul Food. I remember he had, like, calendars
really?
With him on it and stuff. Yeah, he had, like, merch and stuff.
I would
like
a Rockman calendar.
Any day of the week. Any day of the week.
So wait, what deal did he just make with him? He just said...
I think he said he made no deal.
Uh-huh.
Although I don't know. I'm sorry. I was running my big fat mouth.
That's what we do. I'm sure our viewers can tell. I'm sure our listeners can tell us.
Beautiful shooting through all that. Not chain link, but whatever that is, that fencing. Those are just really nice shots.
I wonder when he decided to shave his head.
Like as a human?
Well, for the show, because in the pilot, his hair is longer.
Nice reflection.
I got really hungry and I went to Cinnabon. And
I ate all the Cheetos at the Circle K, you guys. All of them. Oh, dear. I love all these reflections.
I know why. I'm not going to say until I think like episode 12 of season 2.
Paul Edelstein / Paul Kellerman. Correct. You know why. Now see, look, she has freckles again. This is really, really nice work. By the way, there are a lot of really, really trap-laden lines of hers in this scene. That she dances around beautifully.
She does. She does.
Like a lesser actor is brittle and hard and angry, and her vulnerability is spectacular.
I love Mary Cruz.
Oh, Mary Cruz.
Sweet.
Oh. Badge. The shoe. I'm sure we'll have this conversation a few times, but it is awfully brutal to think that there are real people really living in circumstances like that. I understand they're criminals.
Unconscionable.
But it's unconscionable.
It's certainly not there for rehabilitation.
No, it would make you crazy.
Uh-oh, the foil.
He couldn't. He loves you.
He's in the shoe.
He's in the shoe. He loves you so much. Hey, I know that voice. Oh, they use that shot a lot.
Okay, you know, I directed that shot. Not directed, but
what?
That was shot like
you're so innocuous. Your hair was really short, hey? Because there's probably quite a few.
So wait, the shot of me holding that badge was used way later.
Is this the actor you were talking about?
No, it's the girlfriend. This is the mom.
Oh.
That's Adina.
Oh. Was that Letitia Barris? Is that the character's name?
Is that right? Oh, shit.
That's a nice push in. That's a very overused shot in network television that was used very judiciously. I have personally overused that shot.
You have not.
I have.
I'll tell the bad story later. I made a note.
Okay, I'm making a note. Marilyn. Also, Muse is ripped. Did you see
Muse
that?
No.
Yeah. He's in a tank top, which we used to call.
We're not. Nope.
I'm going to tell you the story of the tank top. Look how ripped he is. I'm going to tell you the tank top story when we do the episode.
Oof.
Wow. They threw him over the edge. And the guards just back off. He's an old cowboy, that guy. I was afraid of riding horses.
So crazy. Without ever. So crazy to shoot. Oh.
Oh, yeah. They fully went.
Very violent.
Because back then on Fox, you could in a way that you couldn't on networks. And so he's just trying to get the screw. And they see that. Ooh, the plot is thick.
Oh!
And just like that, Michael Scofield,
murderer,
is a different man. I don't know if he's a murderer.
No, I mean, right.
Oh. That's very pietà.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a really interesting moment of emotion from Teabag, right? That like
right.
that well, he like
killed
loved
you
that
killed
kid.
The man you killed the man I love.
Right. Or
you killed the man I had coerced
that.
Into loving me.
You killed the man who held my pocket. It's very complicated, but still. Again, beautiful work from DPing here. Oh, I remember this. I mean, it's episode 2.
I know.
There's no like we're going to slow burn this for 4 episodes. Yeah.
Yeah, he's already going to lose his mind.
Yeah. We picked up the pilot. Fantastic. We're going to go race riot. We're going to go murder.
Yep.
We're going to send our lead all the way down a rabbit hole.
Yeah. Like none of the plan is going right and we don't even know what the plan is. That's the thing I can't get over like writing wise is that like.
We still don't know who Alan Schweitzer is.
We still don't know what he's up to. We just know it's not going right.
We still don't know what he's up to.
So that's part of the fun for the audience, right?
And these shots are so great.
Oof.
Does that mean no food?
That's what he said, no mess. Well,
and they gotta bring them food, right?
Oh, maybe right.
I'm glad Marilyn survived. I have an insane investment in Marilyn.
And who's Marilyn? The cat?
The cat.
Come on.
I'm hugely invested in the cat. You can judge me. That's okay.
Oh, he's playing with his own pocket.
Which sounds really dirty when you say it
like
that.
Well, I mean, the whole thing, the whole suggestion of the whole thing is pretty brutal.
Yeah. That's a big engagement ring.
Big rock. This had just been built.
Yeah.
Just been built. I'd never seen it before I shot there. And I grew up there. Also a little,
must have been tough editorially to shoot around that big, the eyes. That was so well done.
Yeah, hold on. This is, I think, yeah, here you go. Boom. Oh, this this is when my job really started getting fun.
The bad guys. Where you got to eat?
Hot dog, yeah.
hot dog.
Oh, that was wrong. Upside down. That was a mistake.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. What's it supposed to be? What's the significance of the pin?
It's Special Forces.
But it was upside down.
Yeah.
I can't believe Mike Watkins let that slip.
I can't believe I did. Embarrassing.
There's a lot of really nice engagement rings in this episode.
This is when we went to the extreme close-up. I mean...
Yes. I mean, garlic.
Bobby Labonge called it close, closer, and oh my God.
This is very well edited together, though. The hands on the table, telephones. By the way, telephones.
So great.
She's not a cordless.
Oh, here's another...
You still have that ring?
I do. Yes. That was not on the... That was just off. I thought it was over.
You know, it's funny. Nepper does that too.
Yeah. I do that all the time.
Do you?
Uh-huh.
Makes my head hurt. I also don't have any pug neck. This is the moment where Michael Scofield goes, maybe this was not...
Maybe not the best
the
idea.
Best plan. Maybe I should have just gone to law school real quick. See? He's filed it down.
Uh-huh.
And now it makes an Allen bolt. I mean, the amount of pre-planning. Ooh. Schweitzer, Aurora, Illinois. So this is oh my God, close, closer, and oh my God.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
We joked that we could like shoot a season just in our trailers, just like like nobody knows where you are. It's so close to your face. Wait, so what's the Schweitzer?
Ooh, Schweitzer is the manufacturer.
Gotcha.
Of the toilet.
There she is.
So the Schweitzer
finally.
Toilet. Finally. Gloves.
You must have worked half a day on this episode.
If that.
I want to make a note of, I want to hear the story about your eye.
Why I have a black eye?
Uh-huh. And like, but also like how they, you know, how annoying that must have been for you. According to fanfic, I do.
Easy.
But not yet.
Easy. I can't believe that actress passed away. She was so lovely.
Oh boy.
Uh-oh. John Abruzzi, John Abruzzi?
Oh my God, I could not. This blew me away.
I forgot about this.
This absolutely blew me away because I was like,
oh.
Every TV show in history goes right up to the moment and then pulls it, right?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I can't. I thought this was like episode 8.
By the way, we need to talk about a Fibonacci sequence because that's a thing.
Yeah. Oh, I can't believe. Yeah, I mean, by the way, I don't think I worked a day. I don't think I worked 3 hours on this episode. Oh, my actual God. Oh. This has been a bad day for Michael Scofield. Oh, oh, my Yankee goodness.
It's so brutal. I cannot believe
I almost can't watch this.
I cannot believe it's network television.
It was 9 o'clock. That's why they didn't air this at 8.
And I thought, when I read it, I was like, well, for sure you come back. And oh, it's the end.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's the episode out, act out.
I mean,
Dushan Brown. Infirmary nurse.
Robbie Greenberg. It said Robbie Greenberg.
Good God in heaven.
It said Robbie Greenberg.
So for the rest, for what it's worth, for the rest, well, we don't want to spoil anything for people who might not know what happens in the next episode. But
well, I mean, is it a
that was
is it a is it a is it a spoiler, it's a spoiler alert to say that he cuts his toe off?
To say that he spends the next, whatever it is, 88 episodes with 8 toes. There was one
nine.
Point.
Nine.
No, 8.
No.
And I remember this. Yeah, because there's a line where Michael says to Sarah, I can't, you know what? I honestly don't remember what leads up to it. But she says something like, yeah, coming from an eight-toed guy in a prison. Uh-huh. And I remember Went and I looked at each other and I was like, how much limping would there be?
Maybe,
he was like, I think a lot.
All right, y'all. You can hear us talk about it in the actual episode itself. Thank you for joining our watch party. This has been Prison Breaking with Paul and Sarah, or Sarah and Paul, depending on who you ask. Want to say goodbye, Paul?
Bye, Paul.
Prison Breaking with Sarah and Paul is a Caliber Studio production. Your hosts have been friends, but not besties, Sarah Wayne Callies and Paul Edelstein. Our prison warden has been producer Ben Haber. Our head of Jailhouse Rock is Paul Edelstein, who made the music for this podcast. Keeping us slim and trim, the prison yard, has been sound designer and editor, the great Jeff Schmidt. Keeping us up to date on the outside world is production assistant Drew Austin. Letting the world know what's been happening to us in prison is social media manager Emma Tolkien. Our prison artist, logo, and brand designer is John Nunziato and Little Big Brands. Check them out at www.littlebigbrands.com. Follow us on Instagram at Prison Break Podcast. Email us at prisonbreaking@caliber-studio.com and call us at 401-3-PBREAK. Prison Breaking with Sarah and Paul has been a Caliber Studio production. Thank you for listening.